Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
News Talk 1110 99.3 WBT. It is the Brett Witterbull Show. 704-570-1110 is our phone number. It is great to be with you on this Friday as we continue to watch the fallout on a number of different stories, some of them bigger than others, including the attack on Salman Rushdie at an event in Western New York earlier today. For those who may or may not recall, Salman Rushdie was targeted by the Ayatollah Khomeini. Back in the late 80s for having the gall to publish a fiction book called The Satanic Verses. And as a result, you had riots break out over in Iran and anger and fatwas issued. And they've never lifted that fatwa. So it appears today that the Iranian government may have scored a small victory in watching a jihadist, and I have no doubt in my mind that this is a jihadist, attempting to murder Salman Rushdie. And we may find out that he's alive or may find out that he's passed away at this stage of the game. And it's going to be very interesting to think about this for a quick second, because we saw the gnashing of teeth and the rending of clothing when the reporter Jamal Khashoggi was murdered in the Saudi embassy there in Turkey. And it was an international outcry, an international outrage that this would take place. And certainly I do not support the murder of anybody. OK, I don't want to see extrajudicial killings of anybody, at least of which a journalist working for an American newspaper. But let's wait and see what happens, because 3 days ago we found out the Iranians had put a hit out on John Bolton. And now this happens today. Let's see if the administration of Joe Hussein Biden and Kamala Hussein Harris and the folks who worked closely with Barack Hussein Obama, let's see if we get maximum condemnation, especially from Valerie Jarrett, who is BFFs with the Iranian nuclear deal back once upon a time. Let's see if we get the same sort of level of outrage on the attempted murder of Salman Rushdie as we got from Khashoggi. And I'm going to tell you right now, it's not going to be the case. You know why? Because for whatever reason, and God knows what that is, these people have a thing for Shiite fundamentalism. They didn't learn the lesson in 79, and they have not learned the lesson of all the years of Americans and other citizens around the world being murdered by this vicious regime. We will not see strong condemnation. We will not see strong condemnation if Salman Rushdie ends up dying. And I'm going to talk about this in greater detail later on. But I want to go to the pressing matter of the moment here, okay? We're talking again about the race on Mar-a-Lago. I'm going to contend, and I am contending, that you don't really care that much about the raid at Mar-a-Lago. And I know what you're saying, but wait a minute, Brett, this is not right. No, you got this dead wrong. We totally care. No, you might care about the raid at Mar-a-Lago, but it's really not affecting your life. It's really not affecting your life. The media wants you to be focused on the raid at Mar-a-Lago. And I'm going to tell you what I think is happening here. You saw a nail gun guy who went up and tried to attack the Cincinnati FBI office yesterday, and he ended up shooting it out with the cops up there. I believe this is an overdrive effort, especially on ABC, NBC, and CBS, especially on MSNBC and CNN, and to a lesser extent. I saw Bret Baier was just on Fox News a couple of minutes ago. I think they're trying to drive something. I think they're trying to drive an incident in this country, because they're not happy. They're not happy with Americans getting back to normal. These are institutions that rely on chaos. And whatever Donald Trump did or didn't do, it's going to get hashed out in the court. all right, or in a legal proceeding or anything like that, all right? It's going to get hashed out, it's going to get fought out, and it will be resolved one way or another. I still think he's going to run for president. I think this has given him renewed impetus to do this, but what they're kind of doing is trying to get you to jump off sides. They're trying to get you to jump off sides with a long count. They're trying to get you to start assembling in the city square, the town square, the neighborhood, and to do something that's erratic and irrational. Why is it? Because for the entirety of this week, you've heard nary a mention of January 6th. They know January 6th is dying. January 6th was offensive and outrageous, and violence is never the answer. Please, Shane, don't bother calling me and trying to challenge me about that. I'm not in any need of trying to repair the argument. Here's the deal, though. Here's the deal. They want you to do something that can put the ball back in their court. They want that ball back in their court. They want you to jump off sides. They want you to act inappropriately. They want you to go yell at somebody in the FBI or yell at somebody in some other federal agency. That's what they want. Who's the they? The media. The media. The bubble-headed bleach blondes that come on at 5. I mean, you have these folks, men and women alike, who are desperate to get you to misbehave. And to get you irate, and to get you angry. What they would love more than anything is a helping of Proud Boys and a side order of khaki pants and striped shirts with short haircuts. Remember when they used to refer to it as a white nationalist haircut? Now I see every European soccer player sporting the white nationalist haircut, including people that are neither white nor nationalists. It's just a style of look. They want this all to come apart, and you have to refuse to do that. Don't play their game. Don't play on their terms. They're going to try to do it. They're going to poke you every which way they can to try to get you upset, and you've got to stand there, and you've got to be resolved, and you've got to say no. You've got to say no. Like that moment. Like that moment in Braveheart when they're told to keep standing, keep standing, keep standing, keep standing. That's what this is about. This is about trying to draw you off sides and to act in an irrational way. And remember, these are the same circus clowns. I don't mean to be insulting the circus clowns. These are the same folks who are out there trying to poke the bear again and again and again because they have nothing left. They have nowhere else to go, to quote an officer and a gentleman.